Chairman, a few weeks ago, Babcock and Brown announced that Mr. Sharp had resigned as a director due to health reasons. I don't want to pry into his health, but I'm curious as to how he can be healthy enough to continue serving on the ASX board, but not healthy enough to continue serving on the Babcock and Brown board.
Well, is that the end of your question?
That's my question, yes.
Thank you. Yep. I'll ask Mr. Sharp to answer that directly, but I just wanted to reassure shareholders that that was a question that we asked as well, and we satisfied ourselves that Mr. Sharp's health is sufficiently robust for him to continue as an effective participating director. But Mr. Sharp.
Chairman, I'd just like to say in the difficult global economic conditions that existed this year, my responsibility at Babcock and Brown involved long hours, much overseas travel and considerable stress. Unfortunately, there were signs that my continuing in this role could have serious consequences for my health, and I was not prepared to risk this. I don't believe that my responsibilities at ASX cause similar stress, because the responsibilities here are more like those of a non-executive director of most large public companies, and I look forward to continuing as a director of ASX, and recent medical advice confirms that there appears to be no reason why I should not do so.
Thank you.